The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, mindfulness of the body. As a foundation from which to understand the mind, to relax the mind, and to free the mind. That as the body becomes more relaxed, but not limp, relaxed, and so that's why relaxed might not be the best word, I think I said the other day. The more the Buddhist words are calm or tranquil. And that there can be a clarity in tranquility, a crispness even, and to have the body have a sense of crisp, clear tranquility gives us, the more the body's relaxed and is tranquil, the more we notice when the body gets tense, when we tighten up. And certainly it can be big movements, you know, suddenly, some car comes barreling down the road in a way that's a little bit frightening and we tense up. And that's reasonable because we're getting ready to jump out of the way. But there's all kinds of ways in which we tense up the body, and we have, you know, hundreds of little muscles in the body, and they're all somehow connected to our feelings, our emotions, our thoughts, our reactions, and they're all part of the whole working. And as we get more and more settled and the more muscles are relaxed, those muscles can tighten up. If they're already tight, then it becomes the status quo and we don't really see the changing, shifting nature of what's happening inside. If we're completely tense all the time, we don't notice really that we're, maybe even notice we're tense sometimes. We don't even know sometimes that we're tight. I know for me, still to this day, sometimes when I sit down to meditate, only then do I notice that my shoulders are tight or some part of my body. There's a little bit of holding in the breathing. I can feel as I inhale, the top of the inhale, it's a little bit held back. There's a resistance there. And it's kind of the way I've been living my life, being busy, doing things, and then meditation, I feel that, and then I can relax. And I have that because I have a contrast. I know what it's like to have an easeful, relaxed breath or relaxed shoulders. So the more relaxed the body gets, the more sensitive we become to movements in the mind of clinging, of tightening, of resisting. The more sensitive we get to how we pick up our thoughts and be involved in thoughts. And that is really the name of the game or something, the heart of it. It's not really what we're thinking about so much, but how we think, how much we're invested in our thoughts or reacting to thoughts, resisting them or grabbing hold of them or pushing them. And that how we are in relationship to thoughts, you can feel in the body. If the body has become really relaxed and soft. And so, because then you can see the difference. If the body's tense, you might not see the difference because it's just, you know, just all part of the same thing. So part of the benefit of really getting calm and concentrated and still and quiet is a whole different relationship to the mind, where we see a little bit kind of, we have access, we have a toehold into how to work with the mind, not by necessarily shifting what we're thinking about or changing how we're feeling, but by noticing the tensions associated with the mind, the tensions of the mind, and then relaxing. And even if we can't relax it, there's something about in a relaxed way, holding the tensions of the mind in awareness, in mindfulness. And maybe not trying at all to relax, but simply to hold it in awareness, that things begin to release themselves when they're held. It's kind of like if someone has a fist, a tight fist all the time, and they just, you know, so afraid or so angry, and they're just like holding it and, you know, tight, 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 and they don't even know that they're doing it. And someone comes along and says, "Here, my friend, here." And they take their hand and they put it and rest it in their hand. And the person says, "Oh, now just relax your hand. Relax your weight. Let me, my hand support you." Generally, the tendency for that hand is to begin to open, to relax like that. And the person's not doing the relaxing, not forcing the hand open, but just holding it and supporting it and knowing it's accompanied allows the hand to relax. The same thing with the contractions, the vice grip sometimes that can be felt in the mind, the smallness, the narrowness of the mind, that if we just hold it in awareness sometimes, in mindfulness, just kind of help it feel safe and accompany with it, then something begins to release and relax. And in fact, some of the deepest forms of mental relaxation or calming there is, letting go, deepest form of letting go, are so subtle that to be the agent of doing the relaxing, doing the letting go, is a coarser activity than what is needed at that time. And so it just kind of goes in the opposite direction. And that what's really needed is not any doing on our part, but just that holding and just being and feeling. And then at some point, something begins to release itself. So we don't want to overdo being the agent of relaxation, relaxing and making ourselves calm. If we are pursuing that all the time, we're really missing the opportunity of really, in a more deeper way, cultivating mindfulness, attention, even cultivating concentration. But relaxation is allowed to relax. And so to feel the activities of the mind physically, not easy, and some of people, I think, it's a very foreign idea, but it starts becoming available when the whole system is more relaxed and we start, the mindfulness has become stronger and it's a heightened sensitivity to feel and sense what's going on. And there can be a slightest little movement in the mind to even begin thinking, and it can be felt as just an ever so slight beginning of pressure somewhere in the mind, very soft, very relaxed, you know, it wouldn't, not necessarily uncomfortable, but you can feel the beginning of pressure. And then if you are there and relax that pressure, or just there and notice it carefully in mindfulness, that pressure can release. And the fun thing about this is that you'll never know what that thought was going to be. In other words, if you're really quiet and still, very sensitive, you can notice the physical changes associated with just the beginning of thought, before a thought has been really formed. And it's that subtle, the physicality associated with the mind. So the mind, it's easy to think of the mind as being disembodied and being this abstract thing or formless kind of thing that has no connection to the body. But in fact, the mind is very closely, intimately connected with the body, and the workings of the body influence the mind, affect the mind. And exactly which has priority, which has the major role, I think we should be very careful not to decide exactly how it is. In particular, not to decide the major role for our whole life and how we live is in our minds. The minds and body are closely related. So mindfulness of the body is a way of taking care of the mind, is a way of taking care of the good heart. And so so to develop mindfulness of the body, both by relaxing and by just really seeing and sensing and feeling the body fully, is a very significant way of caring, healing, supporting, and ultimately freeing the mind. So I hope that in all these talks about mindfulness of the body so far, my hope is that you value your body, that you become a friend of your body, that you really kind of trust the inner body, how the body feels like from the inside out. And don't give so much, especially in meditation, so much attention to what the body is from the outside in, you know, what it looks like or how it feels, you know, what you think about it, but just really feel it. And that's a powerful opening or doorway to all kinds of benefits, mindfulness of the body. Thank you.